Welcome to the Prosperity Podcast, fresh, alternative personal finance talk for independent thinkers who prosper outside of Wall Street. Here's your hosts, best-selling author Kim D.H. Butler and no BS money guy, Todd Strobel.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Prosperity Podcast. This is No BS Money Guy, Todd Strobel. And we've got our co-host, best-selling financial author, Kim Butler, with us today. And we're kind of going back and looking at some of the old school principles that really hooked Kim and I together was on these principal layers. And we haven't talked about them in a while. And we're going to talk about the five faces of prosperity today. So welcome, Kim.
Thank you, Todd. I'm delighted to talk with you about this. What a great idea to bring it up again.
Now, the idea behind this is that a lot of authors or gurus or whatever have taught something called balance. And balance means that you're able to allocate the same amount of time to your health, the same amount of time to making money, the same amount of time to raising your children. And it's impossible, in my opinion, to do. When we look at it and the people that we've chosen to follow, we believe in a concept called harmony. And Kim, I'll kind of let you describe what the difference is.
Well, thank you. Yeah, harmony just implies that things are peaceful, even elegant. You know, I hear people all the time, I want to slow my life down. No, not really. Going slow isn't the solution, but having things be elegant or harmonious is. And like you said, Todd, balance implies equal weight to everything, and that's just not feasible. There are just times in your life where you have to focus on your children more, or your business more, or whatever it is, and we shouldn't feel bad about that. And so if instead we seek harmony, we seek peace of mind, we seek a elegant environment. And again, not that this is easy either, but if we don't be clear on what we're looking for, we definitely are not going to find it. So I love the word harmony. It's just such a well-stated approach to being. Like, we're human beings. And when we think about ourselves out in the world, if we can be harmonious, then we can do more good in the world. And when you do more good in the world, you usually get more good in the world. And so that's what we want to be striving for. And if we can blend a life of harmony that includes our workouts and our children and our family and our food and our business and our passions and et cetera, and I think this is even more true today as more and more people become entrepreneurial and more people realize that social media is there to be real on and not fake, then there's even more harmony there.
Absolutely. And what's interesting is you could be standing in line at the grocery store. It could be the first thing when you wake up in the morning, but it's real easy to sort of take an inventory of these five faces. And I'll just start out with one, and there's no one that, well, there is one that's more important, but as you go through them, you can start pretty much anywhere. And I think the first thing most people think of when they think of prosperity is financials. And certainly that's kind of where we talk a lot about.
Absolutely. And there's nothing wrong with putting some focus on that. And yet we want to enable our personal finances to serve us. And you hear all the time, he was really grumpy person when he was poor, and then he got an inheritance, and now he's just a grumpy rich person. And that happens. And so we just need to make sure that our money is serving us and that we're being the human being that we want. I heard another saying the other day that I just loved. An accountant was talking to one of our clients who was lamenting that they had spent some money on something they kind of wish they hadn't. And he said, it's just money. You can earn more of it, or you could say you can make more of it, which is very, very true. It helps, maybe a little bit of a shock factor there, but it helps put in perspective that money's there as a tool, it's a measuring stick. Yes, that's all fine, but it's there to serve us, and we're going to be the human beings that we are. And the reason I like the word prosperity is I think it elevates money to a little higher perspective so that we can use money to serve. We can use money to build our passions. We can use money to help other people. We can use money to do good in the world.
Absolutely. And again, that prosperity can be an attitude, not a certain dollar figure.
Absolutely.
I've met a lot of people with less money that had a higher state of prosperity. There's something that comes along with money a lot of times, and that is the fear of losing it, having it taken away, being taken advantage of. And the fear is legitimate. To some extent, it does happen. But can you imagine striving to get where you're trying to go and then being miserable once there?
Right. Yeah, not fun. And a prosperous mindset is absolutely necessary to have a prosperous financial balance sheet, if you will. But then that definition, what a prosperous balance sheet is totally up to you. Only you can decide what's prosperous for you and your family.
So number one was financial and number two was mindset. So you set that one up perfectly.
Well, you know, at Partners for Prosperity, we have these seven principles, and the first one is think. And it's just so important to acknowledge that everything begins with mindset. And so if you go into a situation with a grateful mind, then you're going to be looking for more gratitude and getting more good. If you go in with a negative mindset, then that's probably what you're going to attract and get more of. And I know that sometimes this is easy to just throw to the side as, oh, you know, rose-colored glasses, too woo-woo, whatever you want to say. But everybody that I pay attention to, Dan Sullivan, Peter Diamandis, et cetera, is talking about the value of mindset. And the cool thing about that being an important value, that being an important aspect, if you will, is that it's so easily changeable. You literally can shift your mindset. And we've talked before about a fabulous book by Carol Dweck on mindset. And she feels that she used to be a fixed mindset person. And she shifted her mindset to be more growth oriented and has proven that that can be done. And so literally with just as simple as a flip of a light switch, you can flip your mental construct to enable your mindset to be more open-minded, more growth-oriented, more positive, etc. And so I think it's just a wonderful thing to list as a very critical aspect of our lives because it is so easily changeable.
And following right along with that will be our third topic, which is the physical face of prosperity.
Fabulous. So studies are cropping up left, right, and center about how valuable health is. And so your physical health, if you, first of all, don't spend too much money on junk. In other words, you know, you think maybe too much alcohol, too much smoking, maybe you could even go further than that, then you're not going to have to spend too much money solving those health problems. And when you spend your money on healthier things, then your body is healthier. And that enables you to have, for example, lower premiums on life insurance and possibly better health insurance situation. You know, that's a little subject to discussion these days. But those things, those capabilities that we have with our physical self that impact so many other areas are so important to pay attention to. And so whatever you can do, and what I encourage people to think about is adding. Everybody wants to subtract, like stop smoking, stop eating sugar, whatever. Add a walk, add water, add more vegetables, add more salad, add even more water. Whatever it is that you are struggling with, go to the opposite side of it and focus on adding, because that will help your physical self more, and it'll also help your mindset.
I was having a talk about this subject with one of my doctors this week, and one of the things he pointed out is that the average age of a doctor in the United States, and I don't know the exact number, is in their 50s, which probably makes sense, yet the average age of the population, looking at the millennials, are in their 20s. So we have people in their 50s who've been taught better living through chemistry, basically by pharmaceuticals, and now they're trying to use those same ideas for people who've got to, or not, they don't got to, have the privilege to live 120 years. And so, you know, so I think a lot of times the information that you're looking for, if you're in your 20s and a millennial, is not going to come from the conventional doctor and watching TV commercials on drug commercials. There's another health plan, what did you come up with? Expire healthy plan. that is out there, that is almost counterculture now. And as these time goes on, I'm sure it'll become more and more prevalent.
Absolutely. There's two physicians that I love to follow. One is Joe Mercola, who has, I believe, like one of the number one sites on the web for information that's from a doctor, but very, very health oriented. And then another one is Dr. Gundry, G-U-N-D-R-Y. And both of those gentlemen are former pharmaceutical doctors. You know, the way that you said that's very accurate, and have completely changed their mindset and flipped over to, you know, essentially recommending a whole bunch of healthy, natural things to help people become more healthy and improve their health, their physical health.
All right. Our fourth phase, and I think this is really changing, this dimension is changing rapidly with social media, is our social wealth.
Yeah, I love that. And so one of the things that I know people used to do is consider how wealthy they were by the size of their Rolodex. And so in case you don't know what a Rolodex is, that's an old style piece of office equipment that held little cards in it, and you put people's information on them, little like 3x5 card kind of thing. And of course, now people's Rolodexes are their LinkedIn or their Facebook feeds or what have you. And so that social capital, if you will, is you out there in the marketplace. And one of the things that one of my mentors says all the time that I absolutely love are the four habits that affect that social capital, which is show up on time, do what you say you're going to do, finish what you start, and say please and thank you. So these are from Dan Sullivan at Strategic Coach, the four, he calls them referability habits, but I'm going to call them social capital habits, because if you are negative and constantly posting negative things on Facebook, then that's what you're going to attract. And, you know, the people that hang around with you are going to be okay with that. If you're positive and uplifting and wanting to build society on Facebook, LinkedIn, you know, wherever you're spending your time, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, et cetera, then that's the kind of results that you're going to get as well. And it's so important to pay attention to that. And then, of course, as we are well aware, employers are paying attention to it. So you might want to think twice about that when you put every single Friday night a picture of you and your buddies drinking or whatever it is, because that's your social capital.
Yes, absolutely. Everybody knows everything. All right. And our fifth and final face of wealth then is spiritual. And I know this can get a little bit controversial, and it even was for me too. And I have really done an unbelievable job of separating the term spiritual from religion, because I think we all are spiritual to some extent, but maybe it's a different religious expression.
Yeah, very well said. And so I feel that it's super important that people have some sort of spiritual or inspirational influence in their life. I'll add in that inspirational in case somebody's struggling with the spiritual word. It's interesting. I just read a book last night that I want to share with everybody that certainly falls into this category. It's called Cracking the Camouflage Ceiling, and it's by Janet Horton, H-O-R-T-O-N, who was the U.S. army chaplain for almost 30 years, one of the first female chaplains. The subtitle of the book, so again, it's Cracking the Camouflage Ceiling, Faith, Persistence, and Progress in the Army Chaplaincy During the Early Integration of Women in the Military. She has some amazing spiritual stories in there about overcoming obstacles and about using humor to diffuse very potentially hostile situations. Fabulous read. I was glued to it for 4 hours straight. Loved it. I do need to share with everybody, it is only available right now from her publisher, and it's not on Amazon that I could find it. That is Hawthorne Publishing. So the website is Hawthorne, Hawthorne, Pub, P as in Paul, U as in umbrella, B as in boy, hawthornepub.com. Again, the book Cracking the Camouflage Ceiling. So maybe we can grab a link to that and put it in the show notes. But back to the spiritual aspect of prosperity, I feel that that's where everything begins. Because when you're grateful, and see, mindset has some gratitude in it also, but consider, are you grateful for material things like your nice car, a new pair of jeans, whatever? Or are you grateful for spiritual things like the love of your family, the beautiful sunset, the opportunity to be outside, whatever you determine spiritual things are? So just another perspective there. But again, spiritual or inspirational, super important. You got to have some of it every day in my mind. You know, find a way to get something spiritual or inspirational in your mind, preferably before you even go out the door, so that you bring that to the world instead of whatever news program inflicting your mind with all kinds of negative things.
Yes. And no matter which area of wealth that you may be focused on, or you may feel that you're at a scarcity level on, this is the one area that you can go to, tap as much as you want, and it's self-replenishing.
Yeah, very well said. Just goes with that give first attitude that my mom always wanted us to have.
Super. Well, again, we're going to be working off of this podcast in the future, but we just want to kind of lay the groundwork today. So much thanks to all of our listeners. Keep your questions coming in. We love reading them, love getting comments, love getting suggestions. I think we have a podcast coming up here real soon that we're gathering a case study on a particular lady named Chris, isn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we'll be having that up there real soon. Thanks again, all, and see you again on the Prosperity Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Prosperity Podcast. To take control of your money and have it work for you, visit us at partnersforprosperity.com. If you liked this episode, make sure you subscribe and leave a review.